Springs, Chapter 5, Part 2. Welcome back to Amber Story House. This is Amber. 还没有听过 Part 1的朋友，可以先听一下 Part 1的中英文朗读，或是直接试试看这一集没有中文翻译的全英文版本也可以。那我们先讲解重点单字。在开始之前，请到 Instagram 参考文字档，并点一下贴文右下的收藏功能，方便之后复习哦。Then let's get started. Vocabulary number 1. Departure. 启程。原文 I will learn something about the little prince's planet, his departure from it, his journey.例句 Our departure was delayed because of bad weather.
由于天气不好，我们出发的时间延后了。
Our departure was delayed because of bad weather. Number 2. Catastrophe.
大灾难。
原文 It was in this way that I heard about the catastrophe of the baobabs.
例句The oil spill will be an ecological catastrophe. 油泄漏事件将会成为生态浩劫。
The oil spill will be an ecological catastrophe. Number 3. Abruptly.
突然间其实就相当等于 suddenly.
原文 For the little prince asked me abruptly, as if seized by a grave doubt.
例句 Fanny stopped abruptly and looked at him.
Fanny 突然停了下来并看着他。Fanny stopped abruptly and looked at him. Number 4. Self-evident.
显然易见的。
原文 As if he were speaking of something that was self-evident.
例句 It is self-evident that...Childhood experiences influence our adult behavior. 很显然的，我们童年的经历将影响我们长大成人后的行为。
It is self-evident that childhood experiences influence our adult behavior. Number 5. Be obliged to.
有责任做什么事情。
原文 And I was obliged to make a great mental effort to solve this problem without any assistance.
例句 He feels obliged to be nice to Jenny since she helped him once. 他觉得必须对 Jenny 好一点毕竟他曾经帮助过他。
He feels obliged to be nice to Jenny since she helped him once.Number 6. Consequence.
后果
原文 In consequence, there were good seeds from good plants.
例句 If you insist on being so mean to him, you'll have to take the consequences. 如果你坚持要对他这么刻薄你就要承担后果
If you insist on being so mean to him, you'll have to take the consequences.
Number 7. Get rid of.
摆脱。
原文 A baobab is something you will never, never be able to get rid of if you attend to it too late.
例句 How can I get rid of him? He just keeps calling me all day long.
我要怎么摆脱他？他一整天狂打电话给我。
How can I get rid of him? He just keeps calling me all day long.
Number 8. Distinguish.
分辨。
原文 They can be distinguished from the rose bushes.
例句 It's not easy to distinguish the difference between these two pictures.
要分辨这两张图的差别并不容易。
It's not easy to distinguish the difference between these two pictures.
Number 9. Neglect.
忽视。
原文He neglected three little bushes. 例句 She's been neglecting her studies this semester. 她这个学期荒废了自己的学业。
She's been neglecting her studies this semester.
Number 10. Means, 方法。 这个单字要特别注意哦，我们常看到 mean 这个单字，但它有好几种用法。作为形容词就是指很卑鄙、很小人、很坏。比如说 Why are you so mean? 你为什么要这么坏、这么刻薄呢？那当作动词呢，就是代表什么意义。例如说 What do you mean? What does this mean? 那这里的 means 它是加了 s 上去作为名词，意思是方法。OK, 原文是 The lesson which I pass on by these means is worth all the trouble it has cost me. 例句 They had no means of communication. 他们没有通讯方法。They had no means of communication. As each day passed, I will learn in our talk.Something about the little prince's planet, his departure from it, his journey. The information would come very slowly, as it might chance to fall from his thoughts. It was in this way that I heard, on the third day, about the catastrophe of the baobabs. This time, once more, I had the sheep to thank for it.For the little prince asked me abruptly, as if seized by a grave doubt.
It is true, isn't it? That sheep eats little bushes.
Yes, that is true.
Ah, I'm glad.
I did not understand why it was so important that sheep should eat little bushes. But the little prince added,
Then it follows that they also eat baobabs?
I pointed out to the little prince that baobabs were not little bushes, but on the contrary, trees as big as castles, and that even if he took a whole herd of elephants away with him, the herd would not eat up one single baobab. The idea of the herd of elephants made the little prince laugh.
We would have to put them one on top of the other.He said.
But he made a wise comment.
Before they grow so big, the baobabs start out by being little.
That is strictly correct, I said. But why do you want the sheep to eat the little baobabs? He answered me at once.
Oh, come on!
As if he were speaking of something that was self-evident.And I was obliged to make a great mental effort to solve this problem without any assistance. Indeed, as I learned, there were on the planet where the little prince lived, as on all planets, good plants and bad plants. In consequence, there were good seeds from good plants and bad seeds from bad plants. But seeds are invisible.They sleep deep in the heart of the earth's darkness, until someone among them is seized with the desire to awaken. Then this little seed will stretch itself and begin, timidly at first, to push a charming little sprig inoffensively upward toward the sun. If it is only a sprout of radish over the sprig of a rose bush,One will let it grow wherever it might wish. But when it is a bad plant, one must destroy it as soon as possible, the very first instant that one recognizes it. Now, there were some terrible seeds on the planet that was the home of the little prince. And these were the seeds of the baobab.The soil of that planet was infested with them. A baobab is something you will never, never be able to get rid of if you attend to it too late. It spreads over the entire planet. It bores clear through it with its roots. And if the planet is too small, and the baobabs are too many, they spill it into pieces.
It is a question of discipline,
the little prince said to me later.
When you've finished your own toilet in the morning, then it is time to attend to the toilet of your planet. just so with the greatest care. You must see to it that you pull up regularly all the bulbs at the very first moment when they can be distinguished from the rose bushes, which they resemble so closely in their earliest youth. It is very tedious work, the little prince added, but very easy. And one day he said to me, you ought to make a beautiful drawing so that the children where you live can see exactly how old this is. That would be very useful to them if they were to travel someday. Sometimes, he added, there's no harm in putting off a piece of work until another day. But when it is a matter of bulbs, that always means a catastrophe. I knew a planet that was inhabited by a lazy man. He neglected three little bushes. So, as the little prince described it to me, I have made a drawing of that planet. I do not much like to take the tone of a moralist, but the danger of the bulbs is so little understood, and such considerable risks would be run by anyone who might get lost on an asteroid, that for once I'm breaking through my reserve. Children, I say plainly, watch out for the bulbs. My friends, like myself, have been skirting this danger for a long time, without ever knowing it. And so it is for them that I have worked so hard over this drawing. The lesson which I pass on by this means is worth all the trouble it has cost me. Perhaps you will ask me, why are there no other drawings in this book as magnificent and impressive as this drawing of the bulbs? The reply is simple. I have tried, but with the others I have not been successful. When I made the drawing of the bulbs, I was carried beyond myself by the inspiring force of urgent necessity.
以上是小王子第五章节 Part 2的部分。Amber Story House 也会在 Facebook 粉专将之前的字卡内容陆续更新。如果喜欢我的频道，想支持一下我的创作，也可以在资讯栏找到请 Amber 喝杯咖啡的连结。以上感谢大家的聆听，那我们下周见咯。See you next time. Bye bye.